Deputy Director of Nursing Services at the Percy Junior Hospital in Manchester, Laverna Campbell, has been crowned the LASCO Nurses Association of Jamaica, NAJ, Nurse of the Year 2016-2017. Nurse Campbell, who scored the highest among the six finalists, took the title for which she previously placed first runner-up in 2010-2011. She was presented with the Nurse of the Year trophy and a check for $200,000 at a ceremony recently. The dedicated public servant has been in nursing for 35 years. She holds a Master of Science degree in Nursing Administration from the University of West Indies, Mona School of Nursing, UISON. She previously completed courses in midwifery, operating theatre techniques, and health science management at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital, University Hospital of the West Indies, and UWI Mona Department of Management Studies. She's also received many honours, including the inaugural NAJ President's Award in 1999 and the Honourable Mary Seacole Humanitarian Award for Nursing Practice and Leadership in 2006. Nurse Campbell says the competition was close and that the competitors would lightheartedly call each other winners.
But then at the crowning, I was lost for words because, to be honest, I knew I would come up in the top three, but not knowing where I would be placed. So being named the NAJ LASCO Nurse of the Year, I am so humbled. I'm so glad. And this is our 70th anniversary, the Nurses Association of Jamaica. And I'm happy to be reigning during this time.
In addition to her achievements in the field, Nurse Campbell is active in her community, holding a commanding role in the Kiwanis Club of Spalding Christiana. She's also a captain in the Jamaica Combined Cadet Force and a wellness team member at the Cobbler New Testament Church in Manchester. During her reign as Nurse of the Year, Ms. Campbell is hoping to pursue several initiatives, including completion of renovations at Mary Seacole House. President of the NAJ, Janet Farr, says Nurse Campbell is eminently qualified for the post of Nurse of the Year.
She's actually one of the parliamentarians from the Nurses Association of Jamaica. And this is a nurse who has traveled with us internationally. And she goes to all the international conferences. The last conference was in March that she went away to London to the Commonwealth Nurses and Midwifery Federation conference. She was there. And I know her to be a very hard worker. She's extremely dedicated to the organization and believe that this helped her to edge the score over the others.
Nurse manager at the Percy Junior Hospital in Manchester, Michelle Thompson, says she met Miss Campbell in 1999. She says Miss Campbell is dedicated to her job and always looks out for the well-being of other nurses.
She really cares about nurses, in particular young nurses, especially their educational development and upward mobility and their wellness, their social welfare. She gets along well with everybody. She maintains a good interpersonal relationship with everybody. One thing about her is that she's just fair and she will just tell you like it is.
Despite her many achievements in her professional career, her son, Damien Holtham, says his mother has always been there for him.
Being a single mother, she has always worked hard and always pushed for the best for me. And she has all made a lot of sacrifices throughout her life and career to allow me to reach where I am at now. She's a very strict mom, I can tell you that. She's very strict. She doesn't let everything fly by. In watching her going to school and working, that kind of pushed me. And seeing that also that she was a single mom, that pushed me to also work hard and not to waste time.
Nurse Campbell is the 18th nurse to be awarded the title since the NAJ began hosting the National Nurse of the Year program. The initiative is geared towards celebrating the contributions of nurses and highlighting outstanding individuals in the profession island-wide.
Men who live in or who have traveled to areas with the Zika virus should protect their sex partners from sexual transmission of Zika, especially if she's pregnant or may become pregnant. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.